Well, once again, it is our Harvest Mission Sunday, and our speaker is Leah Bjorn, and she's going to be sharing with us. And I understand that Daniel's going to do a solo for us. We can't get any of that family to sing solos. So, Daniel and Barry, that's your homework. Someday we'll look forward to that. So, at this time, we'll turn it over to Leah Bjorn.
Going to bring up my phone for a timer, but I'll just have Daniel wave at me if we get too long. Thank you all for inviting me to come out today and to share with you about our journey through foster care and through the RAP ministry that I lead out of our church in Yankton. I'm just excited to share this with you today, and will you pray with me? Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for this opportunity to share with your people about your heart for these children. Thank you for all of the children that you care so deeply for. Lord, we just pray, we cry out to you for their families, Lord, that you would make them whole again. Lord, just use this time. I pray that it's glorifying to you and your purposes. In your name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's get this. Okay. So my name is Leah Bjorn. I was raised here in Freeman, and my parents are Barry and Lori Euchre. Now my husband Daniel and I live in Yankton, South Dakota, and we attend Restore Church in Yankton, and we have two little daughters, Caroline and Charlie. And it is my hope that by the end of this presentation, you will feel both informed about foster care and empowered to help make a difference. Foster care is the temporary care of a child within the custody of the Department of Social Services due to the allegations of abuse or neglect. Foster parents are licensed by the state to provide care for them in their home. From a young age, I had a special interest in taking care of little children. I loved caring for babies. I spent many evenings babysitting and nannied for a few summers. Before heading off to college, some of my friends even teased me about majoring in being a mom. As of August of this year, in Region 7, which it goes all the way over to Lake Andes, up to Mitchell, down to where we live in Yankton, and covers Vermilion, which includes Freeman, we had 86 children in foster care. And as of this summer, statewide, there were 1,572 children in foster care in South Dakota. And just as I did nothing to deserve the wonderful family I was born into, these children are in foster care for no fault of their own. And this is where my love for caring for little children and the great need that surrounded me crossed paths. So in the summer of 2017, Daniel and I had just been married 1 year, and we had moved to Yankton. We were living in a little apartment, and we started the process of becoming licensed to provide foster care. And we had no idea what we were getting into. 9 months later, in May of 2018, in the same day, we got a call that we were officially licensed for foster care, and will you take a 5-year-old little girl? And you'll notice that I've covered up the faces of the children in my PowerPoint just for their privacy. So she was 5 years old. She lived right in our community. We had been waiting 9 months to get this licensure process done, and we were excited. And we're going to come back to her. So now we have been fostering for 5.5 years. And over that time frame, we have been placed with 30 children. And we've had the privilege to meet and care for and get to know many more through supporting the other foster families in our community. So here are a few more of the sweeties that have come into our house. We've cared for every age from fresh newborn straight from the hospital to 17-year-olds. We've had two sets of twins. This little twin, this picture looks kind of funny because her arm was broken, so it was tucked down in her shirt. That's why it looks like she only has one arm. We've had sibling groups, we've had brothers and sisters, and we've had teenagers. We've loved cuddling the babies and sharing our toys with the toddlers and exploring fun things to do like the water park and the zoo with preteens and even staying up late playing card games with teenagers. We've experienced sacrificial love, the excitement of a new placement, saying goodbye and laughing till we cry. So back to our first placement in 2018. Like I said, Daniel and I had just been married a year, and we were caring for this little kindergartner who was, to date, the most challenging placement we've had. She had experienced so much abuse and trauma, and honestly, we were ill-equipped to meet her needs. We only knew one other foster family in Yankton, and we were trying to figure out how the complexities work of the Department of Social Services and Division of Child Protection. And while we had great friends around us and our family to help us, I just really had a desire to grow, establish, cultivate camaraderie and community amongst the other foster families in our community. And I knew that if I was feeling a need for that, they likely were too. And while typically I don't have a hard time meeting people, the department made it more difficult with all of their confidentiality rules. They wouldn't tell me who the other foster families were in town, and there's 15,000 people in Yankton, and none of them were at my church or at my work, so it was challenging to figure out who they were. And then I also learned along the way that 50% of foster families don't renew their license after their first year. We have to renew our license every year. And only 8% continue after 5 years. And the biggest reason that foster families say that they quit, it's not because they no longer have a heart for this need or they no longer want to care for kids. It's really due to lack of support. So on May 11th of 21, I was invited to an event out in Pierre at the Capitol where they launched the Stronger Families Together initiative. So this was a campaign that Governor Kristi Noem started, and it was to connect the Department of Social Services with South Dakota Kids Belong and the government and the churches to all really work together to meet this need. Their goal was to recruit over the next 3 years 300 more foster families in South Dakota. So at the event, this is when I first learned about South Dakota Kids Belong, which is a nonprofit. It started out in Belfouche, South Dakota, and they exist to improve the experiences and outcomes of kids in South Dakota foster care. So if you come back and stay after service, I'm going to share more of the details about some of the different avenues of support that they talk about. But the one that really gripped my heart that day was their model of wrap support. So wrap is a model of support where volunteers commit to serving a foster family through words of encouragement, respite, acts of service, and prayer. And after hearing about this program, I knew that this is exactly what we needed in Yankton and what really I was already trying to do and didn't know existed. This is what we needed to retain the families we had and recruit more to meet the need. So we launched a wrap ministry out of our church, Restore Church, in Yankton in October of 21. And initially we had 5 wrap teams. Each wrap team commits to support one foster family for 6 months. And today we have 7 active RAP teams with a goal to support all 11 foster families in Yankton. So as this ministry grew, Pastor Jeff Mueller is our pastor at Restore. He asked me, Leah, what do you need to continue to grow and meet the needs of foster families in our community? And I told him, I need space. I had been saving and collecting items and storing them in our garage, but I needed space to expand. Because when kids get placed into a home, when they first come into foster care, they usually often don't have anything with them, or at least not what they really need. And usually foster families don't have much of any time to prepare for them to come. So those initial hours for foster families are really spent comforting a child who's just been through a traumatic change in their life, helping them to get to know your home and feel safe there, and just meeting those very urgent needs of finding the bathroom and finding something to eat or maybe taking a bath or a nap. So I wanted to be able to provide support in those crucial first hours to meet basic needs like clothes and toiletries and car seats. So this space pictured above is in the lower level of Restore Kids Campus, which in Yankton, it's an empty church building that our church owns, and we've renovated the upstairs of it to be like an indoor playground event center. But in the lower level, it's full of classrooms. So we started with just one classroom. Pastor Jeff said, you can have this classroom. And this is what it looked like the first day he gave it to me, and I just started taking everything from my garage over there. And then my family came, and they helped me build shelving and start getting donations organized. So today, this is what it looks like today, and now we have 3 classrooms downstairs. We use one of them is really for sorting incoming donations, and then we have one of the classrooms has the original shelving and totes, and we have all the out of season clothes. So right now, all the summer clothes are packed up in totes in there by size and gender. In the middle room, we have hanging storage on each side, boys on one size, girls on the other, every size. We've got packages of new socks and underwear, lots of luggage and backpacks, a whole wall of shoes. You can see racks of coats and snow pants. And then we also have like a whole closet full of toiletries. Also new this year, my team has grown. So this picture in the corner is my friend Melissa. She manages the foster closet for me. And Megan Winkler coordinates the RAP teams. They're all volunteers, and they go to my church too. Also, just over the growth of this ministry, we have worked really hard to build a relationship and a rapport with the Child Protection Service, and I know all of the staff up at Child Protection personally, and I now know all of the foster families in our town as well. So we've really just built friendship and trust with one another, so when kids come into care, they call me right away. So I get notified of every placement in our area, and it's really not just Yankton. We care for the families here in Freeman, and Tyndall, and Tabor, and McLean, and Gayville, and all the little towns around the area. So when we get notified that a new child or children have been placed with a foster family, then I can connect with the parents and say, what size, what do you need? And then our goal is within 24 to 48 hours, we will drop off at their home a bag for each child with what they would need to get started, usually pajamas and 5 outfits and a coat and toiletries and diapers, and then we also bring them a meal. So I have a big deep freeze at the foster closet, and we try to bring them a meal. Okay, 5 years later. So a few of our placements we've been able to stay in contact with over the years, so that's been extra special. A couple of our teens will still call us. They've got phones of their own and Snapchat and things like that, so we can stay in touch with them. Actually, when I was creating this PowerPoint, I got interrupted by a Snapchat call from a girl that stayed with us this summer, so it's pretty special to be able to stay in touch with them. And this little girl in this picture is the little girl from 5 years ago, our first placement. And she ended up getting adopted by her grandparents and moving out of state. Daniel and I were able to go to her adoption. It was in Yankton. And this fall, they came back and visited us. So she's tall and grown, and it was so fun to see her again. So I knew from the beginning that this is the type of support we needed in our community. And 3 years later, since we started this, it has made all of the difference. It's changed the culture of foster care in Yankton. These kids are known by many now, where before maybe just their teacher and their foster parents and their family knew them. Now they each have a village of support around them. They're known and seen. The foster parents would tell you that they feel supported. They've made so many friends and connections through this. We all know each other. We help each other when we need childcare, when we have questions, when we need support. It's made a big difference. Okay, what else do I have for you? I've got a little story to share with you. So this story is in Exodus, and it comes, a little background is Moses has already led the people across the Red Sea, and they've been wandering in the desert. And it's Exodus 17 and 8. It says, "The Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites. And Moses said to Joshua, 'Choose some of our men and go out to fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands.' So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. And as long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on his side and one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword." So I like this story. I think that it relates to foster care and the need for support around us. We have a battle to fight. And just like Moses, we get tired. And the ESV version says weary. Sometimes we get weary. And we need others to come alongside us. But just like Moses, the cost of quitting for Moses was too high. If he would have put his arms down, his people would have been destroyed, and they were headed to the promised land. And the cost for us for quitting is too high. These kids matter too much. I better stop talking about that, huh? Okay. So let's talk about your bulletin insert. So this was created by South Dakota Kids Belong. And I know it's kind of complex how we're connected with South Dakota Kids Belong. So my ministry is really out of Restore Church in Yankton, but it is to serve the whole community. And many of the volunteers that support RAP aren't just from my church. They're from our whole community. And South Dakota Kids Belong is really the empowering force to try to get this started at churches all across the state. So in your bulletin, it's two-sided. But on the side with the QR codes, it talks about different ways that you can get involved. And if to use the QR code, if you open the camera on your phone and you hover over the QR code, and then you'll get a link you can just tap, that will take you to their website. So if you do have more questions about how do you even get started with fostering, what is the process even like, or maybe you would consider adopting, if you click on that link, you'll be taken to their I Belong project, where you can see videos of many children in South Dakota waiting to be adopted. And then it talks about the WRAP program. The exciting thing here is, just like I have started the WRAP program in Yankton, Karen and Shalinda have been working hard to, and they already have, started WRAP here in Freeman. So there already is existing WRAP services here in Freeman that you can get involved with. And if you are elsewhere in a community or watching online and you would like to start something like this at your church, if you're in South Dakota, they will help you get that started. And then at the bottom, it talks about faith communities and businesses. So I recognize that not everybody can foster or adopt, but I really feel that everybody can do something. So if you are a business owner, you can get connected. We have a foster-friendly app where any businesses that are considered foster-friendly are on that. So foster families can find if businesses in their area might offer a discount or a special service for foster families. And then maybe it's through your faith community, which could look like a WRAP team, but it doesn't have to be the WRAP teams. It could be maybe you make frozen meals, which I know Shalinda and Karen have done here, make frozen meals to share with families. Maybe it's a card ministry out of your church for foster families, or other types of support. And then as far as giving, thank you for sharing of your offering today with what we're doing in Yankton and for the surrounding area. If you would want to give towards this ongoing in the future, you could give towards our WRAP ministry in Yankton through giving to Restore Church and just indicating on your check that you would want to this to go towards WRAP or Foster Closet, and that's in the bulletin, I believe. And if you wanted to support South Dakota Kids Belong or their I Belong project, you could give directly to them. Okay, I'm wrapping up. So this issue is heavy and the need is high. And you might even ask yourself, can we make a difference? And the answer is yes, and the reason is the gospel. Foster care exists because of sin. But before sin entered the world in Genesis 3, families were made whole. God designed families, and we now are living in his grand story of redemption. We cannot fix these children, their families, and all the brokenness that led to this tragic situation they face. But what can we do? We can care for these children. We can meet their basic needs of safety, shelter, clothing, food, and love. We can show them stability, acceptance, forgiveness, and unconditional love. We can pray for their families, and we can tell them the good news, that Jesus loves them so much that he gave his life as a sacrifice for all of the sin in the world, that he conquered death, and that whoever believes in him will live in eternity with God the Father, and that in eternity there will be no sin, no loss, no trauma, no drugs, no abuse, no tears, no shame, no pain, no fear. He's a God of redemption, and Jesus wins. So I invite you to stay after the service this morning. Karen Watson and Shalinda Smith and Hannah Smith are going to join me up here to share about what they're already doing here in Freeman to support our foster families here, what they have planned coming up shortly, and how you could get involved. And then I'm also available to answer any questions about fostering or adoption or next steps. November is National Adoption Month, so I'm going to close with a video for you guys. The children shown in these videos are here in South Dakota, and they're in need of a family through adoption. The option of reunification for them with their family is no longer available, which leaves them in just a vulnerable situation, because if they age out of foster care without a family, they're at high risk of becoming a victim to human trafficking, homelessness, getting in trouble with the law, or unplanned pregnancies and other sad outcomes. So we share this for awareness and in hopes that you might consider adoption. So if you're interested in this child that I'm going to share with you, or children like them, these videos are all from the sdkidsbelong.org, the South Dakota Kids Belong website, in their I Belong project.